In this Leader Feeder, we look at favoritism and how to prevent it. They did some interesting research on the subject of favoritism. In the lab, they started with one monkey in a cage, and as is typical with animal research, they rewarded the monkey when he did the desired action. His reward was a juicy slice of cucumber, and he was excited and happy to get his reward. That is, until they put a second monkey in a cage beside him. When that monkey did the desired action, he received a slice of banana as a reward. Now the first monkey was shaking his cage, howled, and threw his cucumber out of the cage. After all, the monkey, the other one, was getting a better reward. In another experiment, there were 8 monkeys in a row, and each was given 1 grape. All the monkeys were happy to receive their grape. They sat there and they ate it, until the researcher started giving one of the monkeys 3 grapes instead of 1. Now the other monkeys shook their cage, howled, and threw their grapes back out of their cages. In the same way, our team members will always be on the alert for perceived favoritism. So here are 3 ways to avoid perceptions of favoritism in your work group. Number 1, touch base with every team member to check in with them. Ask how their work or their projects are going. Show some personal interest in them as an individual. 2, keep everyone in the loop. Communicate what's going on in the company and in the department. Being in the loop contributes to being part of the team. And 3, cross-train and rotate jobs in the work team. Help all your team members take on new skills and learn and grow, and take on challenging tasks. Avoid giving better assignments to some team members and not to others. Enhancing the capabilities and the flexibility of your work team will make it easier for you to achieve the results and keep the team more content. Since team members are always on the lookout for perceived favoritism, be sure to strive for equality and inclusion across the team. For more valuable resources, including our books, our videos, or our live training workshops, be sure to join our Facebook community and visit us online at frontlineleadership.com. In this Leader Feeder, we look at favoritism and how to prevent it. They did some interesting research on the subject of favoritism. In the lab, they started with one monkey in a cage, and as is typical with animal research, they rewarded the monkey when he did the desired action. His reward was a juicy slice of cucumber, and he was excited and happy to get his reward. That is, until they put a second monkey in a cage beside him. When that monkey did the desired action, he received a slice of banana as a reward. Now the first monkey was shaking his cage, howled, and threw his cucumber out of the cage. After all, the monkey, the other one, was getting a better reward. In another experiment, there were 8 monkeys in a row, and each was given 1 grape. All the monkeys were happy to receive their grape. They sat there and they ate it, until the researcher started giving one of the monkeys 3 grapes instead of 1. Now the other monkeys shook their cage, howled, and threw their grapes back out of their cages. In the same way, our team members will always be on the alert for perceived favoritism. So here are 3 ways to avoid perceptions of favoritism in your work group. Number 1, touch base with every team member to check in with them. Ask how their work or their projects are going. Show some personal interest in them as an individual. Second, keep everyone in the loop. Communicate what's going on in the company and in the department. Being in the loop contributes to being part of the team. And third, cross-train and rotate jobs in the work team. Help all your team members take on new skills and learn and grow, and take on challenging tasks. Avoid giving better assignments to some team members and not to others. Enhancing the capabilities and the flexibility of your work team will make it easier for you to achieve the results and keep the team more content. Since team members are always on the lookout for perceived favoritism, be sure to strive for equality and inclusion across the team. For more valuable resources, including our books, our videos, or our live training workshops, be sure to join our Facebook community and visit us online at frontlineleadership.com.